Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I spoke to the folks at KPFA and my constituents, and they're not very happy about this particular motion because, I don't know about the other stations, but there is an ongoing attempt to clean up the archives and place station IDs in their proper place. And it just makes more work. It creates more work. Let's see here. This should only apply to stations that are in SunDrive running the type of programming that would require a disclaimer, like the health food type infomercials that run on KPFK. We don't run those types of, and we do at KPFA. They're few and far between. So that's something that should only be done with stations that are running infomercial type programming during SunDrive. Like Muscula said, NPR doesn't do this. There needs to be a level of ownership. Thank you. There needs to be a level of ownership. As far as the mission statement, what Pacifica Foundation is about and what each of our stations are about, free speech, equanimity to all, and the like. Thank you.
Madam Chair, thank you.
I'm speaking against this motion. Sabrina Jacobs is speaking against this motion for KPFA.
Timekeeper, just to remind you, there are 10 minutes left in this.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm wondering if this motion needs to have more modifications, or if there's like a report on the nature of this, what's the industry standards. I know we wanted to try to start following research and best practices that come out of that research. Maybe we could have someone could propose a motion to go back to committee with this motion to study it a little bit further.
This is Catherine.
Bill,
may I respond?
Yes, Catherine.
I know that Bill also wanted to speak. I just wanted to say that my understanding is that this motion was brought to the committee because, in part, part of it was the fund drive, but also part of it was the fact that a programmer was removed from the air because they had content that someone in the listening audience found objectionable. And there was a sense that because we do have free speech, that rather than limit the host or the guest's speech, we could, by use of disclaimers, provide a more open opportunity and venue for people to cover issues that some people might consider objectionable, or maybe that everyone might consider objectionable, as if
20 seconds.
So that was the content. That was behind the motivation for the person who made the motion. I just wanted to make that clear.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Bill? Go ahead. You have the floor.
I move to refer this back to the committee, to the program committee, and ask that they consult with the people who objected and also talk to management to see how feasible it would be to implement this. It sounds like maybe it's a little overkill to me, and I kind of agree with Mansoor. I have concerns about it, something like micromanaging, but if there's a concern, maybe there's a better way of dealing with it. So my motion is to refer it back to the committee. Provisions.
Okay. Mr. Tatum, we have an amendment, I guess it is, to refer this motion back to committee.
Unmute.
Second. Mr. Grace.
Okay.
I think that's how it's called, is an amendment to refer this back to committee. Go ahead.
The word is remand, Madam Chair, which really means the same thing, but the proper word is remand. and the board has the power, and I heard that it was seconded, to remand this particular motion back to the committee. It needs a majority vote.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to remanding this back to the committee for consultation with those who objected to this motion and also with management, and that would be the ED and I guess the concerns he could relate from the general managers. Any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, this motion, thank you for bringing this motion, and thank you everyone for the discussion on it. Good discussion. And let's move on to the next motion.
Okay, the next one is implementation of evaluation policy. Before going into this, because clearly we won't be able to get through all of these motions in the next 5 or 10 minutes, whatever is left, I would request that the members of this PMB would send their thoughts or suggestions to the committee so that we could take them into consideration. It's not a matter of imposing, but it would be more fruitful if we had these thoughts ahead of time. So if anyone can make the time to do that, I would be grateful for that. Okay, number two, implementation of evaluation policy. Whereas, sorry, lost my place. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation passed resolutions seeking an evaluation process of all programs at each station be implemented many months ago, and the lack of an ongoing evaluation process at all, the Pacifica stations, at all the Pacifica stations, is one source of unwanted tension. It is preferred that a fair process be developed and implemented for all the shows so change can be made and tweaking done if necessary. This is not to mean shows should be removed if they no longer have any gravitas, but other forms of audio delivery need to be developed so that shows removed from analog can also be allowed to thrive as digital shows. The lack of training and evaluation process at the stations is part of the process of bad management of the air that needs to be rectified. Be it resolved that it will be the responsibility of the local general managers and program directors to give an update quarterly as to how this policy is being implemented. Program directors meet with the programmers quarterly beginning in April 2019. This should complement current PMB policy directives on how to evaluate programming previously passed in June 2017. Progress reports on how the implementation of the evaluation policy are going must be done on a quarterly basis in written form and submitted to the PNB ED and PNB Programming Committee. The National Programming Committee would like the ED to follow up on the resolutions below that were adopted by the PNB in June 2017 and report back to the National Programming Committee. So there's a reference here. I believe I attached it to the last meetings notes. I don't think I attached it to this meeting's notes, but it's the programming motion passed by the PMB in June 2017, which is in two parts, B and C. And this was
You attached them, Catherine.
Did I? Oh, okay, good. Passed as amended without objection, 1/22/19. So that is the motion that I'm bringing to the PMB for passage. So I'm happy to receive any comments.
or questions.
Would you like to read the implementation of the evaluation policy?
Madam Chair, timekeeper,
yes,
we only have 1.5 minutes left today.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me see if I can find it. It's on the back of
the last agenda.
I could read it.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I have a procedural suggestion.
What's your suggestion, Carol?
These are meaty motions, and some of them may involve money, and the money isn't included in it. I think it was really good that it was brought and we started the discussion. I think we have to set up more time at the next meeting, and that Catherine's suggestion that we all look over these things and raise our questions ahead of time might enable us to actually get through them at some point. And that probably all of them, if they could be made as a report also as to what the station manager's positions are on this, that Maxie could report on that in terms of that when we schedule a more substantive amount of time for it.
20 seconds.
So remand them all to committee and put it on the next agenda for more time, I guess.
Okay.
All right. All
right.
We'd like to speak to that, please. Procedural as
there's
well.
No second.
I would
one
like
second.
To speak.
Yeah. 1 second. Yeah. So we are out of time to finish reading the reference that's attached to this motion, and if we want to continue with the motion, which still has not yet been seconded, we'd need an extension of time, or we can just follow the suggestion by Carol and just end this session of the committee report and move on to the next item on the agenda.
Catherine, I'd like to, second Carol's motion, but with the sincere request that people would actually respond, we do have another meeting of the programming committee coming up in 2 weeks, and I would be, I think it would be helpful if people have objections or they feel these motions need to be tweaked or somehow revised, if people would be generous enough to provide that for us, it would be very helpful, because we did spend a lot of time, energy, and effort and thought in these motions, and we do think that they're important positions for us to consider seriously. So,
Mansoor would like to speak on this for 30 seconds.
Okay, go ahead, Mansoor.
Thank you. I will time myself. I think these are more of a managerial the items that they need to be dealt with, and I would highly recommend to the program committee to actually involve executive director into these things, because most of these things can be implemented by involving executive director to get ideas and be implemented that way. So I would highly recommend that to talk with.
The executive director has been participating in meetings,
yes,
has had input into each motion. So thank you for that suggestion. Hopefully that will still continue to happen.
Yeah, and I would read on all of them, and then I would make recommendation. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yes, and I would suggest that it go something like, we're concerned about this policy. Do you think this is a good idea? And how could we implement it? I would recommend asking those questions to the executive director. How could we implement best practices around this? And how can you help us do that? something like that. Okay, so I don't hear any extension for time on this item. So we're going to go to the next item on the agenda.
Point of information?
Yes, Catherine.
So did you ask and did we agree that this is going to be referred or come to the next PMB meeting with more time? That was part of my otherwise.
Okay, that was your question,
I would like for that to be settled. I don't want this to just end in
right.
Neverland.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I assumed that was what was going to be done. So I would, maybe when you bring it back, you could bring it back, just concentrate on one or two items for the next meeting, or if they're interacting items, maybe you need to. Well, I'm not sure. I'll leave it up to you how to best do it, but we're likely one or two items.
Well, that will likely depend on the response that I get. But the committee did pass these motions, so I'm obligated to bring it.
Yes,
I'm just trying to make it work. I don't, it's not for me to say I can't.
No. You can see there's a lot of hard work that went into this, people have, the more input I think you can get on these, the less blind spots there will be, and
the less time hopefully it will take.
Right, and the less time it will take when we eventually vote. Right.
Okay.
Thank you. So, is there any objection to referring this back, these motions back to the committee?
Remanding,
thank you. Remanding these motions back to the committee. Okay. Hearing no objections, we appreciate you bringing them and for us to take a look at. And everyone, please try to give Catherine and the rest of the programming committee your feedback, from your stations on this. Will help us move forward on them. Okay, the next item on the agenda is item 7, other committee reports, and we have 20 minutes for the Committee of Inclusion report submitted by Adriana Casanave. Adriana, you have the floor. Oh, Adriana, are you muted? Adriana, we cannot hear you. I don't know why. If you want to call somebody else, maybe you can talk through their phone. Adriana, are you still there? Did we lose you?
May I say something about phones?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Here you are, Adriana.
We heard you, Adriana.
Hello. Okay. All right. I've got Adriana patched in through my phone. Go ahead, Adriana. You have the floor.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. The KPFT Committee of Inclusion report was presented in November 2018. The report is mandated by the Pacifica Foundation by laws, and the purpose of this committee is to, as a president of our bylaws, in each of the foundation registration, standing committees of the board monitor the underrepresentation of communities in the respective registration areas. Committees deemed to be underrepresented by the Committee of Inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the board, the respective LSBs, and any local outreach committee. The station manager and appropriate LSB committees will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about the staffing, programming, and candidate outreach, subject to any applicable state and federal law. The committee obviously use, the KPFT Committee of Inclusion use, to accomplish the purpose, the demographic, decide to assess the demographic statistic of the Houston, Galveston, and Huntsville areas that are served by KPFT, and for that use the last census that is available, that is 2010 U.S. Census. We use the KPFT programming, the KPFT LFE's representation by ethnicity and gender, and identify the reasons for the loss of this minority audience service station, using this NASS denomination, from the CPD. At that time, in November, we identified that since the peak of the membership in 2005, KPFT in August 2018 lost more than 53% of their membership. According to the last report that we had for the end of January with our interim general manager, KPFT lost more members and now is 60% reduction of its membership. The census, the information that we have, find that, you see today, obviously I will not read the whole report, but identify all the different areas that should be represented at the programming. And we can see, and I think that everybody can see that, we are not even closer to represent any of the breakdowns in programming. We identify that if you break down the ethnicity of programming, you will have that from the 168 hours per week, 65% of those programs are white, 18% are black, 6.5% are Latino, 5% Middle Eastern, and then LGBT, 5% is there. You will see the graphic there that are more clear that this percentage. If we check the LSB representation by race, ethnicity, and gender, you will see that our board have 62.5% white people, 21% black people, and I think that now it's even less than that, 8.5% is Latino Hispanic, and 8.5% Asian Middle Eastern. We have 14 males and 10 females. We know that when the CPD informed the Pacifica Foundation in 2013 KPFT was not serving its minority audience, but using that denomination represent at least, at that time, we think that was around $50,000 on the grants that we were receiving. And then, nothing was done, and we never obviously will recover that because we know that we are not serving. I mean, if you think in the fourth city in the country, that the membership of KPFT is less than 5,000 people, when we are talking of more than 2 million people, obviously, you know that KPFT is totally, you know, doesn't reach anybody. We know that the youth, the immigrants, the non-commercial artists, the impoverished workers of wealthy corporations, the LGBT community, and the nonprofit that chair the social worries of the Pacifica Foundation are almost excluded from programming. We know that KPFT must have a huge effort to reach those groups and those partners who were neglected for so long. Management, the LSE, the committees, the programmers, and the volunteers all have a role to play in this effort. It will be up to all of us to ensure that challenging conversation about diversity and inclusion continue to make real progress. If KPFT serves the community, it will increase the audience, and as a result, membership will also increase. KPFT must celebrate diversity. Inclusion, no exclusion, should be the motto for KPFT, Pacifica, our country, and the whole world, really. If somebody wants to ask questions, I will answer the questions that you have. I want to, you to know that I'm the one presenting this to, I was the chair of the KPFT Committee of Inclusion last year, and I present this to the PMB and to our community, but I want everybody to know that obviously it's not only my work. I'm the one presenting this. And we know that we are in a really difficult situation in our country, but KPFT at this point is insignificant. You know, when you are talking about, we have 4,216 members. We are non-existent. I mean, it's ridiculous. We are the fourth city in this country. We are not serving our communities. We have people that call from out of, even from California, even from Los Angeles. We have people that call us to give them information about Houston because they're important in the, you know, with the minority communities. But we are not represented at all. KPFT, we don't have the PMB passed in 2015. A resolution to add 5 hours of Spanish language programming to all the stations. Obviously, in 2017, was the PMB took out that, but never was implemented, really. I mean, was passed in 2015, but wasn't implemented at all. What I'm asking is for, this is an obligation of our foundation. This is part of our, this is, KPFT, I think that should be triplicate or quadruplicate their membership, just serving the community. Now, we need to have a station, that really not only represents us, but informs us. Okay. If anybody has questions, I don't have any problem answering.
Thank you very much. Did you want to take questions, Adriana, or do you have something?
Yes.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I heard Maxie, then I heard Bill.
Dwayne.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Dwayne. Okay. Benito.
Mansoor.
Okay. Okay, Maxie, go ahead.
I'm sorry, timekeeper.
Are these back to 90 seconds, Madam Chair?
Could we make these questions just a minute, it's a question, not a statement, okay?
Oh, that's what I was trying to ask, if it's a question, well, okay, whatever you want, you tell me.
1 minute. For Q&A.
So this is Maxie. I'm outside, so forgive me if I'm too loud. I'll try to speak clearly and close to the microphone. I just want to make a statement. When I was in Houston on my visit to KPFT, Ms. Castanev's presentation was actually one of the highlights of my trip. I fully endorse the research-based approach that she is taking with respect to considering audience development opportunities for the station. It speaks to the community engagement, research-based and data-driven approach that I'm advocating that our stations allocate resources towards and really put a focus on, so that we can make sure that as the emerging demographics in our urban centers continue to change from what we might have been at the very beginning of Pacifica, that we are addressing those progressive needs of the emerging demographic communities. Does it mean that we're excluding our... okay, I'll end it right there.
Go ahead. I'll give you 30 more seconds.
I'm okay. I want to make sure I leave time for others, but I just wanted to show my appreciation for the work that Ms. Casanez has put together.
Okay. And, has everyone seen Maxie's presentation on community, the part about community engagement? I think you're kind of alluding to that process and how this gets it down the road quite a ways.
Madam Chair, I concede my time for the Executive Director to continue for another minute.
Go ahead, Maxie. If you would like
I'll just be brief and just again, it was the highlight of my trip to Houston to hear her break down the ethnic, racial, demographics of the market. I think all of our stations need to do this work. I will also point out that I had a wonderful experience in LA where Grace identified the fact that she had deep connections with the Asian diaspora in Los Angeles, and in conversing with the general manager, it was seen as an opportunity for the station to open up engagement and hopefully programming opportunities with that community that currently I think is underserved, if not unserved, by KPFK. So again, I just wanted to show my appreciation for this work in particular, because it is so vital for us to become, as Ms. Kasanev would say, relevant, not only in our membership, but also just in terms of the significance of us covering the issues that really do matter to a progressive community and evolving urban center. So I'll leave it at that. And again, just wanted to show my appreciation for
Sorry, time. I was muted by Jonathan. Time.
Okay. Thank you, Mansoor. Bill?
Thank you. I just want to refer everybody to the comments I sent about 2 days ago. It was about two pages worth of comments on this. I do appreciate the COI's efforts to get us started on this. And I just point out that these are the kind of discussions we need to have at all of our stations. All of our stations have lost listeners. The demographics are changing. And even here for KPFT, we need to go beyond what this report covered, because we need to go beyond just Houston and Harris County. There was just a little bit of mention to some of our other surrounding areas. But we have probably 2 million people in the coverage area outside of Harris County, which is the county where Houston's in. And the demographics are changing. Some of those suburban counties are growing really fast. And some of them actually have the minority populations growing even faster than anything else.
Ten seconds.
We need to think about how we can serve all those people. And also looking at younger people. That wasn't broken down in the report. Thanks.
Carol for the stack.
Okay. Dwayne.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I want to add something.
You want to reply? Go ahead.
Something about what Bill referred to.
Yes.
If you read the City of Houston demographic, you will see that 43.8% are Hispanic or Latino, but you will see that 62% are under 40 years of age. And the demographic, not only for the City of Houston, that include the City of Galveston and Hansfield, where we have repeaters, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, Dwayne, then I have Dwayne, then Benito. Mansoor conceded his time, and then Carol.
Oh, and you have Dwayne? 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes.
5 minutes left. Okay. Dwayne, you have a minute to make a comment or ask a question of Adriana.
Okay, Madam Chair, first let me thank Adriana and the committee for the time they spent in putting such together. What I would want to point out is in the MSA, which is the Metropolitan Statistical Area of Houston, there are over 6 million people. There are over 114 stations And if we want to talk about underserved, there is basically zero black stations that serve the African-American community with respect to talk or public affairs. There was a historic one called KTOH that was 50 years
ago. We're losing you, Dwayne. We're losing you.
I think the information is that I'm about to state is very important. So if members would indulge me, there are over 114 radio stations in the MSA of Houston. That is the Metropolitan Statistical Area. That covers 6 million people. And there is zero African-American, black, or otherwise descript stations that cater to. Madam Chair, could I have my time extended for the sake of this important information relative to the report that's been brought forth?
Yes, you can have 20 seconds more.
Okay, so that's 30 seconds altogether, right?
As yeah, 30 stated, seconds more. Yeah, 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds.
As I stated, out of the 114 stations, there are but three that are African-American in terms of presenting African-American-oriented information, and that's music. There are zero with respect to public information or talk or any of that nature. So there is 26% African-American in the MSA. So talking underserved, and this KCLH, what I alluded to, if I have an opportunity to mention it further, there was an opportunity to bring those type of people to that to KPFT to expand the audience, to move it from 4,500, but there's been no effort at all.
Fine.
Okay. Thank you. Time. Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne.
3 minutes left.
Okay. Benito, you have 1 minute. Okay. Go ahead.
Davis.
Unless you,
no,
you want to. Go ahead. You have the floor, Benito.
I have two questions. Number one, does the report lay out a series of proposals, recommendations on how to correct the situation? And number two, what, if any, relationship or impact does the brief, very, very brief tenure of Dr. Kamau as GM have to do with any of this?
Yes, I can answer that very, very fast.
Go ahead, Adrian.
I believe that, like I said at the beginning, because of a law firm.
Point of order.
Who
point
is
of
in
order,
charge
order,
of making
point
the
order. Point of order.
No, Madam
Chair, we cannot discuss personnel matters.
It's personal
issues.
Point well taken. All right, 1 second. Point well taken. We cannot discuss personnel.
Personal issues. Thank you.
Personnel, Madam Chair.
That's one way to move
things. That's assuming I should. Benito. Benito's question was out of order. Okay. You can ask this in executive session.
This has to do with the running of this foundation.
1 minute left.
Benito's comment, your comments are out of order. We're trying to get this report.
I was the one speaking. And I was talking about what the whole community needs to do before everybody, Grayson and everybody, jump on the floor.
Please bring the member to order, please, Madam Chair.
This point of order was not directed at you. It was directed at Benito's question.
But
okay.
They need to ask for the floor?
Is that my turn?
That's the point of order. Don't you think this is? I'm not going to ask you what you. This is my. I'm taking this point. it's a point well taken to not discuss personnel matters in an open P&B meeting. And Benito's question is out of order, so you can answer the other question. Okay?
That's what I was trying to do.
I know. So go ahead.
Good. Like I said before, when I was explaining this, the important, first of all, again, it's not Adriana's report. It's a committee of inclusion of KPSP that did it. We have other members, Susie Moreno, Piquet, Marcari, Nancy Sarivara, and Abitomi, a bunch of our members that are part of the committee and working on this. But this is up to all of us. Just the report said, we are presenting. We are doing what the bylaw is asking us to do, to identify the problems, specific problems, and then it's up to a bunch of us to do it. Obviously, the community, the main thing here is serve the community, and we are not doing it. And every time that somebody really, the community is being heard, when we are kicking people out of the station, when we are having, you can see the representation, even the board, it's a white board, it's white programming.
I heard you, Mansoor. Thank you.
Madam Chair, okay. Time is over for this category as well. We've gone 2 minutes over.
Oh, okay.
I was on the staff. Can I just say
something? We'll have to have an extension of time if we want.
Mansoor moves 5 minutes, extension of time.
No, 1 minute. Make it 1 minute.
1 minute.
Is there any objection?
Object. Whatever you will say, I have the option to answer.
Point of order. Somebody gave a point of order. Was that Chris? Joseph, go ahead. What's your point of order?
Our order is being disrupted. Our timekeeper, instead of stopping time, saying time, and allowing the chair to stop the speaker, is then continuously causing more disruptions. So would you please ask the timekeeper to simply notify when time, and then cease to interfere with the speaker. Thank you.
Oh, Joseph.
Mansoor, I can hear you clearly when you do say 30 seconds, 10 seconds, and when you say time. I'm usually waiting for the person to finish their sentence before I tell them to repeat what you said. So all you have to do is say it once, and I'll hear you. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
The parliamentarian would like to
sometimes you are muted.
Okay. May I go?
The parliamentarian don't need to say nothing.
1 second, Mr. Parliamentarian, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for recognizing me, Madam Chair. I just heard a few statements that I would like to endorse. One is that when the timekeeper announces the time, the timekeeper does not have to reemphasize at all, because once the time has expired, control of the meeting automatically goes to the chair, and the chair has control of time at that point. The timekeeper would no longer have to say anything. The other thing, too, is I've noticed that within the last 4 minutes, there have been people who have been speaking without being recognized. And the fair way to do this is that, Madam Chair, you can call the person by name who has the floor, and then all other members should then withhold.
Okay, thank you for that suggestion. Okay, so did we have an extension? Did I have a motion to extend time for a minute?
Madam Chair, I have a question before.
What's your question, Adriana?
I want to remind you, because I don't see that happen during the whole meeting, but I want to remind, maybe the chair need to tell the timekeeper that according to the rules that were applied before, anytime that people start with a point of order, that needs to be deducted from the time, right? didn't we do it like that before? Because I don't see that this happened now. We have more than 5 minutes.
Right.
7 minutes with discussion back and forth.
Right.
It's taking time from the report.
Right.
And
that's
and
right.
Then, and maybe the yeah.
I got your point, Adriana. I got your point.
Yes.
Your question is yes. Your question is, the answer to your question is yes, the timekeeper has to try to remember to remove the points of order from the clock.
I do, Madam, believe it or not, I do keep in mind of that.
No, that's amazing. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so I still need an extension for 1 minute. Is there any objection?
Madam Chair, I propose 5 minutes.
I second.
Okay. All right, any objection? Okay, Carol, you have the floor.
I just wanted to say that.
And Madam Chair.
Can I have this floor?
Carol has the floor. Benito,
Carol has the floor.
Yeah.
Carol, you have the floor.
Yeah, you can't call two names, Madam Chair.
Oh, wait a minute. Benito recommended that we go for 5 minutes. Did we have a second?
It's already been
up.
Okay, there's no objection. Okay. All right, so now Carol has the floor. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay.
Sorry.
I just wanted to say that a couple of things that I don't really expect it to be answered. The first thing is that Dwayne's statistics on the number of stations and the character of the stations was very interesting. And I know very little about Houston, and so I just wanted to raise some questions I had about Houston that I don't expect to be answered here. Can you hear me? Something sounds like it's breaking up.
Yes, a bunch of background noise. I'm going to try to see where that's coming from.
Anyway.
Madam Chair, may the parliamentarian speak?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Okay, I wanted to remind the board the purpose for extending this portion of the meeting. And this portion of the meeting was to extend discussion on the committee of inclusion.
Right.
So I don't think we can talk about anything else. I think I've heard somebody getting ready to talk about statistics of some other station.
No.
We're on the report.
I'm talking about Houston statistics and the statistics Dwayne raised about Houston. You may have misunderstood that, but I'm everything I have to say is talking about Houston and what I know from a distance from Houston that has struck me that I think is issues for Houston inclusion, and I may be wrong because I'm not from Houston and I'm viewing from a distance. And there were just two things beyond the thing that I wanted to say that Dwayne's statistics I found very interesting.
Yeah, I understand, but listen.
This is about communities of Houston.
Yeah, I understand, but let me just finish. Madam Chair, may I just make this last point? Wayne Lark coming up and the name Houston coming up is really out of order. This motion this discussion should be about the report itself. Now, I don't think, the statistics that someone else says are on the table. But I do believe that the statistics that were in the report of the Inclusion Committee, they are on the table to discuss. So I'm trying to make everything germane to the report about the inclusion.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just trying to raise questions about inclusion at KPFT.
Okay.
May I go ahead?
Wait a minute now. Mansoor, just start the 5 minutes now, okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. She has 30 seconds already, so it's up to you.
I can just do 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. 30 seconds.
I just wanted to say that it struck me that the notion of the flooding and the people who have lost homes and so on and no concern being given to that must be a community, a broad community that should be looked into. And also, it's very interesting, I read about all the women judges, a tremendous number of judges. Now, maybe they're no good, or maybe some of them are good or mixed bag, but it's such an interesting development in Houston. That's all.
Were those questions that you wanted, Carol?
I mean, I don't expect them to be answered. They were thoughts about inclusion, community in Houston. That's all.
Adriana?
Okay. They were thoughts.
Okay. Adriana, what's your point of order, Bill?
Well, I just remind you, we're about 45 minutes past our time certain to adjourn to executive session.
Thank you so much. Adriana, you're going to have the last word on this, and then we're going to wrap up, and we're past our time certain for going to executive session. My apologies.
Madam Chair, this is Benito, and I've been trying to get the floor for at least the last 5 minutes. I'm not trying to take away the other time, don't get me wrong.
Are you making a point of order?
What?
Are you making a point of order? I mean, did you want to get back on the stack?
Yeah, I want to get back on the stack after Adriana.
I just realized we're at time certain. I didn't hear you before, and I just gave Adriana the last word. When we come back, you'll have the first word. We're only going to executive session to approve minutes. Adriana, go ahead. You have the last word before we go into executive session. Go ahead.
Okay. What I want re-understanding that we waste so much time trying to put our point there that we don't take a comprehensive study like this one that shows the reality of the city of Houston, that shows why KPFT that lost 60% of its membership. That is how we hurt the community. When we don't have around us, when we spin out the community, when we kill it, we couldn't care less, when we come heavy-handed, when we have a board that more than 62% is white, when we have programming that are more than 67% white, when we have people in our board that obviously I understand my language is difficult, but when you have people that make fun of my accent or Asian American person that is American, doesn't have any accent, mm-hmm. but obviously is from Japanese descendant, and they send her to play with her chopsticks in open meeting, and these people are still in our board. That is why we have this committee of inclusion report should be immediate reaction of this foundation, because this is what is wrong. This is the representation of what is wrong in our country. KPFT is in a small radio station, but because of this. And when the board members come, when people mock up mm-hmm. the way that other people speak, when we reject the community that come and talk to us, and we tell them that they don't have the right, that is the result.
Okay.
Please specific, pay attention.
Right.
This is the problem.
Okay, so thank you for your comments on your report. Thank you very much, Adriana. So now we're going to adjourn to executive session. I don't know if Otis is still with us or not. So anyways, we'll just hang up and we'll come back.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Maybe we should adjourn this meeting, and it's already almost close to midnight on the East Coast. Can't we postpone the closed session to the next meeting?
I second that.
Well, okay, we'll need a two-thirds vote. Okay. I would recommend that we hear Benito out then if we're not going to come back, and if we're not going to go to executive session. So, do I have a motion to stay in open session and do the executive session minute approval next meeting?
So,
Madam Chair, can you tell me what was for the executive committee for the executive session? I don't know. I don't have an agenda. What do we have in executive session?
Approve the executive session minutes.
That was all?
That's it.
How many do we have those minutes? How many minutes?
Did you send those? When did you send those, Bill?
Monday or Tuesday. I don't think I sent it to Adriana.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
The E&B list.
Okay.
The changes before that I said.
Okay, so if I can have a motion to just stay in open session, and we'll just hear Benito out and then we'll adjourn. Is there any objection? Any objection? Okay, so we're going to hear Benito and then we'll adjourn. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. I was just going to request that Adriana be given the opportunity to respond to my first question, which was, does the report contain recommendations for corrective action? She never got a chance to respond to anything.
Okay, thank you. Adriana?
Yeah, the recommendations are at the end of the report, and really, I think that I exemplify that by saying that it's up to all of us. Nobody has the magic solution.
Could you describe those recommendations, Adriana?
Yes. Give me a second.
Okay.
So let me write them again because I want to disclose it. But yes, but it's a lot of things that need to be done. The bylaws talk about this, and one of the recommendations in the bylaw for have these reports is for the actions that need to be taken by the board, you know, once we realize the problems that we have in every station. That's why the report, we are asking for the report. And if you read the report at the end of the report, on the last page, to begin with, the bylaws talk about how important it is, not only for outreach, for programming, even for elections. When you need to have candidates to make the board have representation of the community that they are serving. But at the end of the report, you can see clearly, I don't know if anybody has the report in front of them because I think
I'm looking at it.
I sent it like a million times to the board that was, I don't know why nobody. You have it, Madam Chair, close to you. You can see.
I do. I have the last page. Let's see here.
Yes, I can see it in front of me too. But said, you know, this is important. First of all, because in order to recover, when we recover CPP money, we need to follow up a bunch of things, but open meetings, all those things that we don't pay attention to. But one of them is that denomination of Minority Audience Service Station. It's a denomination that the CPD give to a station that serve the community, the minority community that surround them. We have in 2013 the CPD telling us that we will lose that denomination in 2015, and nothing was done. We lost it, and we never will have it again because we are not serving the community.
Okay.
But other reason is the lack of reach to the community. KPFT, if you see the programming KPFT have, look at the age.
I just want to get people to, you know, those concrete things that you have I can read them, okay?
Please, read.
Okay. It's imperative to assess inclusionary best practices and identify the barriers to inclusion because due to the potential of a city with more than 2 million inhabitants, the KPFT membership of less than 5,000 people is almost unbelievable. The youth, the immigrants, the non-commercial artists, the impoverished workers, wealthy corporations, the LGBTQ community, and the nonprofits that share the social worries of the Pacifica Foundation are almost excluded from programming. KPFT must make a huge effort to reach those groups and those partners who were neglected for so long, management, the LSD, the committees, the programmers, and the volunteers, all have a role to play in this effort. It will be up to all of us to ensure that challenging conversations about diversity and inclusion continue to make real progress. If KPFT serves the community, it will increase the audience, and as a result, membership will also increase. KPFT must celebrate diversity. Inclusion, not exclusion, should be the motto of KPFT Pacifica, our country, and the whole world. Thank you, KPFT Committee of Inclusion.
Okay.
Very good.
I raise a little volunteer because people keep referring to me. I'm the only one that I was the chair and the one presented the report. But the whole committee, KPFT Committee of Inclusion, was really, really hard for this. But we need to start practicing in our own embassy, you know, in our own PMB. We need to start mocking people. We need to realize what of this means.
Okay, great. Thank you for this report, and thank you for everyone's interest in it and taking it seriously. Okay, meeting adjourned, everyone. Thank you. Have a good night.
Night, everybody.
Thank you.